Next item on the agenda is item number five, John Munich, 09-0304. Good morning.
Commission review of the Newport News Wetlands Board August 17th decision to approve the construction of 30 linear feet of riprap in front of an existing bulkhead that will impact vegetated tidal wetlands along Fishers Creek and Newport News without any requirement for compensation. I'm first going to show two slides for orientation purposes only that we don't believe will be opening the record. Mr. Munich's property is right here at the mouth of Fishers Creek, James River. This is his house and his property. On March 11, 2009, the commission received a joint permit application from Mr. Munich requesting authorization to install three wooden jetties perpendicular to his existing bulkhead to address erosion along his property. After multiple site visits from BIMS, VMRC, and the Corps, Mr. Munich's final proposal was received on August 11th. In it, he proposed to install an 18-foot-long wooden groin with a 6-foot T-head, install 117 linear feet of riprap adjacent to his existing bulkhead, and install a 34-foot-long by 5-foot-wide stone jetty at his property. Since all of the work was proposed landward of mean low water and out of the commission's jurisdiction, no permit was required from our agency. And these are the two cross-section slides provided. The Newport News Wetlands Board considered the application at a public hearing held on August 17th. The board listened to a brief description of the project from Mr. Richard Haar, staff to the board, as well as a reading of the VIMS Shoreline application report. The board briefly asked questions of their staff, including whether there would be any impacts to wetlands. And the staff response was that all impacts would be on sand and not on grass. The VIMS Shoreline report, dated August 11th, was available to the board and read into the record. It estimated a permanent loss of 200 square feet of vegetated tidal wetlands. In fairness, however, the report was written prior to Mr. Munich's revision, which was received by the commission on August 11th, which reduced the impacts to the wetlands to 68 square feet. This discrepancy in estimated amount of permanent loss in the VIMS report appears to have led to some confusion by staff as to whether or not there were any impacts to vegetated wetlands. A revised VIMS report was issued on August 25th after the hearing and was not available to the board. That being said, however, it does not appear that all the board members visited the site, and there were no current site photos shown at the meeting, so it was difficult for the board to know exactly where the riprap was proposed. While Mr. Munich did reduce the amount of riprap to be placed over vegetation, there's still a section where vegetation will be filled. In the opinion of staff, the Newport News Wetlands Board in this case failed to fulfill their responsibilities under the Wetlands Zoning Ordinance and the Commission's Mitigation Compensation Policy by not carefully considering the request before them and not requiring compensation for the 68 square feet of wetland impacts. In light of the fact that not all the board members had sufficient information to review when making their decision, and the fact that the board failed to require compensation for impacts to vegetated wetlands, and in accordance with Section 28.2.13.13 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends that the Commission remand the decision back to the Newport News Wetlands Board for further review. Staff also recommends that board members make an effort to visit the project location, and if unable to do so, request that their staff provide photographs of the site for them to review at the hearing and prior to rendering a decision.
Thank you. Any questions?
Just one quick one.
Mr. Schick.
So you think that after they had readjusted things, that it was under the impression of the board that there would be no impacts to wetlands, but
right.
In fact, it appears to be.
Yes, that's correct.
Further questions?
I don't believe anyone from Newport News is here or Mr. Munich.
Anyone here from Newport News, Wetlands Board, or Mr. Munich? Matters before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the testimony we have from staff and the information in the briefing book, it appears that the Wetland Board did not fulfill responsibilities. under the ordinance, and furthermore, the decision was not consistent with the compensation and mitigation policy. So I would move that we remand the matter to the Newport News Wetland Board and require that they consider compensation consistent with commission policy.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, ma'am.